From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Islamic State extremists are losing ground in Iraq. ISIL leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope, the Secretary of State said Friday. During a quick visit to Baghdad for talks with Iraqi leaders, Kerry said ISIL leaders and fighters are being eliminated in the face of coalition efforts.
The strong ties between the local forces on the ground and the global anti-Daesh coalition are turning the tide. Daesh is getting weaker by the day, and the coalition strategy of supporting the Iraqis with training, with equipment, and airstrikes is working. The fact is, in Iraq, Daesh fighters have not been on the offensive in months.
Kerry promised the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State will work with Iraq to turn up the pressure even further during the coming weeks and months. The top U.S. diplomat underscored continued American support for the Iraqi government in its efforts to strengthen security and work toward stability in politics and economic development.
The United States fully endorses the work that the government has done to date with the IMF and the World Bank, and we are working with Iraq to provide technical support as the country diversifies its economy.
Kerry said Iraqi forces are laying the groundwork for a major effort to retake Mosul in northern Iraq, which fell to Islamic State militants in 2014. There are indications the United States is lending additional support to the Iraqis' assault on this strategically important city. This is VOA News. A group of 45 Pakistani migrants have reached Dikili, Turkey, making the short trip from a migrant camp on the Greek island of Lesbos where they were staying. The migrants arrived in Turkey despite protests by human rights activists. At least two activists were arrested for trying to prevent the Turkish vessel from leaving. A second group of migrants is expected to arrive in Turkey later Friday. Greek authorities say none of the migrants sent to Turkey had applied for asylum in the European Union. In other news in Turkey, Turkey says its diplomatic officials have made progress with Israeli diplomats on an agreement to normalize ties. Ankara's foreign ministry said Friday that officials agreed in London Thursday to finalize the deal at their next meeting. Ties between the two countries broke down in 2010 over Israel's interception of a Turkish aid ship bound for Gaza, which was under a blockade because of the Hamas militant group's leadership there. Belgian police are hoping the public can help them identify a Brussels airport bombing suspect spotted on newly released surveillance video. The police video shows the minutes following the March 22nd airport bombings and the apparent getaway of the third surviving suspect, often identified in the media as the man with the hat. He was spotted earlier walking alongside two known suicide bombers, pushing carts with bags on them. The Brussels airport attacks, along with a suicide bombing at a metro station, killed 32 people and wounded more than 340. Myanmar has begun releasing political prisoners, as promised by ruling party leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday. Families have been gathering at prisons since Aung San Suu Kyi's announcement, awaiting word of their loved ones. She said amnesties would be granted as part of the celebration of the Buddhist New Year, which occurs mid-April. Cuba's former president, Fidel Castro, who has not been seen in public in 9 months, has made a rare appearance. State television aired video Thursday of 89-year-old Castro discussing history with schoolchildren and teachers. Cuba's former revolutionary leader is at odds with his brother, President Raul Castro, who welcomed U.S. President Barack Obama to Cuba last month. And Pope Francis has released a 260-page treatise titled The Joy of Love, which states, among other things, that no one can be condemned forever because that is not the logic of the gospel. In the document, the Pope urged compassion toward imperfect Catholics, such as those who are divorced and seeking to remarry. He also said gays should be respected, but did not change the church's position on same-sex unions. That's news. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.